following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome, everyone, back to Answers for Elders Radio with Daphne Davis here with me. And I'm so glad you're here with us for this entire hour as we talk about what families are dealing with. And Daphne, in this segment, I'm so glad you're here to talk about how do you introduce care into the home. Now we've gone into these conversations. We've talked about, you know, getting in the mindset of the bucket list, the next, segment. So now we think about maybe mom and dad are receptive or you're trying to make them. How do you make that bridge to the next step?
So many times an easy step can be your parents, let's just stick with that for easy language, your parents are saying, okay, yeah, like I would like to have some extra help in the house. You know, these things are getting a little harder, or I'm not doing deep cleaning in my house. And it could be something as simple as getting a housekeeper.
Right.
It could be something as simple as hiring somebody to do the yard work.
Right.
You know, so those are easy little things for us to think about. One thing that we haven't mentioned yet is there are kind of built-in cultural thought processes. And each generation has their own cultural thought processes. And the one that we're dealing with right now is usually pretty frugal and fiscally responsible with their funding and fiercely, fiercely independent. There isn't anything that says, I'm sorry to use this word, but they're not entitled.
No.
They don't feel like they deserve this, this, and this. They'd rather take care of things themselves. So some of the languaging has to get around that, that says, you know, mom and dad, you've worked hard all your life. Give yourself a gift, you know, just give yourself a gift. Then there's going to be, well, are they going to do it my way or that I have to redo it? Or there might be the personality type that says I'm embarrassed to let my house be seen lived in. And so they clean the house before the housekeeper comes or whatever it is. Those things we can work through. And it's just by taking one step at a time.
Sure.
But if it gets to a place where we say, you know, mom, I'd really feel better if I had somebody come in and start your day with you and make sure that the medications are all lined up.
Right.
Make sure that your meals are designed for the day. And that I know that you've gotten up out of bed without incidents. You know, sometimes it's hard to remember to sit at the edge of your bed and let the blood go from your toes to your head and back down again.
Right.
I'd feel more comfortable if you would consider having someone come in, and we could start, you know, maybe 3 days a week and see how it goes. And you might find that those 3 days that someone comes in the morning, you have a better day. And we could up that to 5 days. We could do it 7 days. But let's just, can we have a conversation about it? Can we talk about getting your day started?
And the fact that you're, that I'm going to go back to your earlier segment when you said no decision needs to be made today.
Nope.
And that's the thing I think that's really nice, the way you frame it, because it keeps people, you know, the defensiveness off, like that they feel like they're cornered. And I think that's important.
And, you know, that naturally will happen with family members because we know each other. I mean, we know each other better than anybody else. And so, you know, shameless plug for me, having a third party come in and help with these conversations is so helpful.
It's huge. And had I known of you when it was time for me to deal with my mom, I mean, I will never forget the conversation that we had when it was time to move her into assisted living and what that conversation looked like. And I did it all wrong because I didn't know any better. And I thought it would make it easier for her if I planned it all out. I had everything organized. I did all the research in advance by myself. I toured all the facilities by myself. You know, all the communities, everything. And my mom was just like, what are you doing? And it was like, now I know better. But it was my intention to make it easy on her.
Right.
And what I did was I pushed her away. The wall came up and it was horrible. And it was finally, you know, it caused a lot of strife between the two of us for a long time, just because she felt forced into it.
Yep.
And I will say, to this day, I sit back and I think that was my first mistake of many because I didn't have somebody like you.
Yeah. And, you know, we do what we know how to do or we would have been doing better. So now we're learning how to do better. It's even just a simple scenario of the words to use in that scenario is, Mom, I would like your permission to be able to just gather some information about different communities besides your home. different communities of care, independent living, assisted living. Right. Would you like to join me or could I do the preliminary work and then come back and then we'll go and look?
Great.
So you've involved her. You haven't cut her out. But in her head, she might be thinking, I'm not getting in and out of the car six times in a day.
Right.
I don't want to walk all over creation and back.
Right.
I don't want to have to put my best smiley face on. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows what they're thinking?
Right.
The other side is, yeah, that sounds exciting. Let's go.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you plan for one or two.
Yeah.
And then she might say later, you know what? You go look.
Yeah. And here's the thing that really, I was approaching it from my corporate mindset. So if you're going to make a presentation, you're going to have everything there, right? Well, this is not a corporate presentation. But in my head, okay, given where I was a business person and I was doing a presentation. It was like a proposal,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So in my head, and, you know, God help me, that's how I felt like I would be more effective in my communication to her.
Right.
And that was the wrong thing to do. And I should have done it so much differently.
Well, we're learning. We're learning what the words are.
So had I had somebody like a Daphne Davis, just explain to us again, Daphne, what you do to help families.
So this is a good example. You know, if you call me and say, hey, this is our story. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about gathering some information about XYZ. That conversation would move into, you know, I'd say, Suzanne, would it be appropriate at this time for me to come into your home or your parents' home and that we all meet together and that I can gather information and share information with all of us at the same time?
Sure.
And sometimes I get pushback. Oh, you know, my mom and dad just don't even want to go here yet. And then my pushback, I'll be very honest with you all, is if everybody gets the information at the same time, nothing gets misconstrued.
Very true.
The other thing is, if it comes from a third party that we're just gathering information, no decisions are being made, I promise you, there's a certain amount, not that you don't have credibility with your parents, but there is a certain amount of distance that all of a sudden there's an expert in the room. It's not my son or daughter.
And you get to be the son and daughter. And you know, I will tell you, one of the things that there's so many families I talk about, well, mom won't do this and I'm just making them, or, you know, I'm in charge now. When I hear words like that, it turns the hair up on the back of my spine here, because I really feel like it's our job as the adult children to stay the adult children, to be that loving presence that is there for your parents. And there's people out there like Daphne that don't cost you a dime as a family that you can call on and that you can get the help that you need as your parents are going through the transition. And if you're a senior, the thing that's really cool is you could call Daphne and ask questions, you know. I don't want to bother my kids. There's a lot of seniors that don't want to bother my kids, but they have the perception that, number one, they can't afford it, or they have the perception that they can't, you know, that it's just too overwhelming for them.
Or if I make the phone call now, I have to move forward on it.
Right. That's like the other thing.
Gone conclusion that I'm going to do that. No. I have three families right now in different stages of aging in place. Mm-hmm. None of them are going to be making a move. Some of them should be, but I'm here on the journey with them.
Right.
And processing through their family dynamics, their life history, their value systems. It's not my journey.
Sure.
It's not even, dare I say, APSs or the state of Washington or any discharge planner's journey. It's your journey.
Right.
But let's work together to make sure that you are living to your utmost fullest.
Right.
Right to your last breath.
Right. And the thing I think that's true is there are so many options. And that includes if you're looking for care in your home. And if you're on a fixed income, I think one of the things that people are terrified of, I can't afford it.
Right.
Well, there's other options out there, and Daphne can help you with those options.
That's right.
And help you find the financial resources to have care in your home. So there are many ways to go about this, and that's one of the things I think that is a senior. If you're a senior, you're having challenges with like what we call the ADLs, which I want to review with you before we're done. You know, what those activities of daily living are. There's services out there that can help you.
Absolutely.
So let's just review the activities of daily living just for, you know, just for our review. Number one, obviously, is bathing is one.
Yep.
And then what is the rest?
So there's bathing, transferring.
That transfer.
Moving from one place to the other. Anything with toileting or continence support.
Dressing.
Dressing. There's five of them, so I got one more to go. Dressing, toileting. Some we're including in some situations med management,
and then that's coming and then also meal preparation.
Meal preparation, and also if there's any cognition challenges at all,
right?
That also qualifies you under the ADL or activity of daily living requirements. So it's anything that you have to do on a daily basis that gives you quality of life. And I hope I got them right.
Yeah, I think you pretty much got them. I think grooming is in there somewhere.
Dressing.
Dressing and grooming is one. Yep. So, so you know, even to help, I think sometimes, you know, you could maybe take a quick shower and maybe get basic clothes on. But maybe you can't. It's hard now to get your shoes tied.
Right.
Or it's hard to wash your hair. Or, you know, those are kind of extra things that you do that might be a little bit difficult.
You bring us to the place of establishing what your risk level is.
Exactly.
Because this is really what it comes down to. How risky of a person are you?
Right.
And sometimes our pride gets in the way with that. Sometimes logical thinking process gets in the way of that. Sometimes our internal visual idea of who we are mentally, spiritually, our spirit is 55 years old.
Exactly.
But my body's 90.
Exactly.
You know? We have to have a touch of reality in there. And so you want to protect that 90-year-old body. And so if bending over to tie your shoes makes you feel a little lightheaded, maybe you should have somebody tie your shoes.
Exactly.
It's not that big a deal to have somebody help you tie your shoes. So in doing that, I hope that we can get more into our conversation about in-home care and home health.
Absolutely. And Daphne and I will see you very soon.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.